beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I guess when your main man is a mouse, cats are going to be portrayed as villains. It's a sad truth at the happiest place on earth and in the celluloid animations of Walt Disney. Just look back through the catalog of Disney animated classics. BJ Pang Che Ho, an associate editor at Dig, did exactly that. He subjected himself to every animated movie ever produced and distributed by the wonderful world of Disney, beginning with 1937's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs to 2018's The Incredibles 2, specifically with an eye to which beasties are most often depicted as antagonists. Well, you guessed it, our feline fur babies did not fare well. From the household variety of cats like Lucifer from Cinderella and Cy and Am, the twin Siamese from The Lady and the Tramp, to the kings of the jungle and lords of the savannah like Jungle Book's Shere Khan or Scar from The Lion King, Disney cats are undoubtedly the badass. Mr. Hogue drilled down and provides us with graphs, spreadsheets, and pie charts worth of evidence as well. And the numbers don't lie. But in actual fact, dogs, not cats, played the antagonists in 13 Disney animated movies, while domesticated cats were the bad guys in only 10. Snakes, by the way, were tied with foxes for number 3. What tipped the scale against dogs is that they were most often portrayed as pets of human antagonists. This is where Disney parts with Ian Fleming, for example. Bond villain Ernst Blofeld was always stroking his luxurious white cat. In animated classics like Bambi or Toy Story, dogs are seen as henchmen doing the bidding of their villainous human masters. But once again, we must remind ourselves that a mouse is at the heart of the Disney universe. So cats will always be suspect. And don't get your hopes up for a friendly snake either. Although there was Larry the anaconda from the wild, and Bruce the amiable shark from Finding Nemo, who are both helping to break down stereotypes. Yet there remains one creepy unanswered question about Disney's menagerie that continues to haunt us. If Goofy and Pluto are both dogs, then why is one of them Mickey's friend and the other one his pet? I'm Cal Coat. For that matter, why does Mickey get pants and Donald doesn't? Welcome to an hour of the best in global beats. The secret? It's made of love. This is Oi from World Beat Canada.
Make babies.
Kicking off our ride on the global side with an Afro trip from Frick Stalers. That's brand new. A take on the underground sounds of Lisbon from a forthcoming album called Extra Solar. Oi started things off with Made of Love, a gorgeous, lush single from a Ghanaian Swiss singer and a Finnish musician. This is Vancouver's Mingwa. They contributed to a compilation album for the Tiny House Warriors Project, which is helping to create a community of tiny houses for the unceded Secopan region of British Columbia, and it is directly in the line of fire for the Trans Mountain Pipeline project. This is Mingwa with Rebellion on World Beat Canada.
Thank you. en los años 1600, cuando el tirano mandó las calles de Cartagena. Aquella historia vivió. Sí, fue ahí. Llegaban esos negreros africanos en cadenas. Besaban mi tierra de esclavitud perpetua. De esclavitud africano, esclavos de un español que les daban muy maltrato y a su negra le pegó. Y fue ahí se reveló el negro guapo como venganza por su amor, y aún se escucha en la
case of Mardi Gras, East Van style. The East Van Mardi Gras featuring the Big Easy Funk Ensemble with Terminal City Brass Band and Melody Mangler is coming to the Wise Hall. That's on March the 9th, and tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com. Celtic Fest Vancouver is right around the corner, and Blackthorn invite you to join them for a Kaylee Moore, the beating heart of the festival, March 16th at the Scottish Cultural Centre, 886 Hudson Street in Vancouver, featuring the BCR Irish Pipes and Drums, Airborne Irish Dance Company, and Shot of Scotch Vancouver Company. That sounds tasty. March 23rd, Seattle's Polyrhythmics return to Vancouver's Rickshaw Theatre to play funky, brassy instrumentals from their new album Caldera. And just across the Salish Sea, March 30th at Herman's Jazz Club in Victoria, Vancouver-based group Dalava is an homage to traditional Moravian or Czech folk songs. Sourcing melodies rooted in the past, the ensemble brilliantly reanimates them in extremely stirring avant-garde post-rock musical language. It's presented by Caravan World Rhythms. Andrew McPherson's Peppermoth project is taking off. He's been signed to Six Degrees Records for it. Congratulations, Andrew. The second album on Six Degrees is called Glimmer Tree, and there's now an album of remixes, taking ambient and giving it a backbeat. Cloud Cover, the Still remix, is in the mix next. I'm Cal Cote.
Gucci, Versace. Tudo high class, puro high class. Tudo high class, puro high class. Y me acuerdo que la vieron en un baile, me dijeron, bailando high class, puro high class. Tudo high class, puro high class. Que estaba muy pegadita, de la mano agarradita, con un mato high class, carita high class, novelita high class. Esos cursis que no me gustan a mí.
His role always on World Beat Canada. That's Kian Save, a electrocumbia outfit from the Bay Area of San Francisco. They've got an album forthcoming. It's called Mujar. The first single, it's a pre-release. You heard it here first. High class. And Andrew McPherson's Pepper Moth project, an ambient music project, given a little bit of a kick with a remix of Cloud Cover, the Still remix. Another fresh spin for you is coming up by Femina, an Argentinian female trio featuring Iggy Pop. And I thought, Iggy Pop? Oh, we got to do something for our touch of the familiar. This is Son of Dave. He works out of his suitcase and plays harmonica, and he's a bit of a beatboxer, originally with the Crash Test Dummies. He's released an album of covers called Explosive Hits, and this is Lust for Life. Son of Dave, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
When I got the gimmick, but love, love. chickens. I'm just a modern guy. Of course I've had it in the year before about lust for life.
More beats to make you dance like hypnotized chickens. Straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada, that track from Femina featuring Iggy Pop is next. Resist, just try. This is World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Cote.
¿Quién se ha ido? Seré yo. ecos en la lejana suavidad. Aurora boreal en la ciudad, viniéndola, cantándola, son la que siempre refleja más allá. Río rosado.
Winter Flamenco from Barcelona. That is Oja the Brujo or the Wizard Eyes and Silencio. Femina before that featuring Iggy Pop doing his best Robbie Robertson, I think. Resist is the name of that brand new track. We move on to the Egyptian Project, defenders of Egyptian trad and French trip-hop. A couple of DJs, the album is called Ya Amar, and this is Ya Sabi from World Beat Canada.
بعتني وانا شغالي عمري ما كنت رخيص من مبدأي غالي عمري ما كنت رخيص من مبدأي غالي لكن الزمن لو حكم بيرخص الغالي الزمن لو حكم بيرخص الغالي لكن الزمن لو حكم بيرخص الغالي الغالي بعته رخيص وانا احسبوش غالي الغالي بعته رخيص وانا احسبوش غالي
Cinematic and stirring stuff from Egyptian Project. Yasabi. More of the best music from the Four Corners and from your own backyard. If you live in Van City, as I do, Five Alarm Funk are one of our local favorites. And their sixth album, called Sweat, brings us Hot Damn. That's next. I'm Cal Code.
ياسمين قص شمال تلقى وخو سقامة شان ليبيا ليبيا طورة 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 السجغة قصيمين قص شمال تلقى خوس قامة أن اليوشن يوشن يوشن ليبيا ليبيا طورة 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 السجغة قصيمين قص شمال تلقى خوس قامة سقامة سقامة سقامة
We discovered the album Black Tenere last week, and I can't get enough of this. It's Kel Asouf Trio taking the Tuareg blues to brand new spaces, and that's spaced out indeed. Al Yochan is the name of the track, and definitely listen for more from this great, great trio, Kel Asouf. Keep it here, and you'll hear a lot more. Because World Beat Canada is produced and recorded each and every week through the facilities of Chalcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. We both have Facebook pages where you can say hello to us and like us. That's Celt in a Twist and World Beat Canada. And we've just revised our newsletter, our little e-blast that goes out once a week. And it looks great on your phone. And a couple of quick hits with the buttons, and you've got yourself a world of cool new global beats. So contact me through our contacts page at worldbeatcanada.com. 47 Soul are on tour through America right now. They're rooted in Amman, Jordan, and they're introducing the West to the Eastern Sham Step. 47 Soul, Sabah is going to take us home. But our last word, well, goes to the Oscar winner herself, Lady Gaga. She says, "Music is one of the most powerful things the world has to offer. No matter what race or religion or nationality or sexual orientation or gender that you are, it has the power to unite us."
Communications.